We live in a time and a place in which it has never been easier to communicate and to miscommunicate. This week we could hear an example that was both flagrant and grave. ABC News played a recording from the phone lines of the Rockville, Maryland Police Department. The young man, now identified as John Lee Malvo, who's been charged with murder in the Washington-area sniper shootings, called the emergency number after the task force investigating the shootings called on the killers to call and begin what they called negotiations. A police department operator answered the call. John Lee Malvo told her, "Good morning. Don't say anything. Just listen. We are the people that are causing the killing in your area."
Look on the terror card. It says, "Call me God. Do not release the press. We have called you 3 times before, trying to set up negotiations. We've got no response. People have died."
"Sir, I need to report you to that Montgomery County Police Hotline. We're not investigating a crime. Would you like the number?"
Click. "Sorry, sir. That's another department. That's another extension. You can't get there from here. Why are you calling the police about murders? Break the law, but take down the right phone number. Call someone who cares. Have a nice day." The name of the operator has not been made public, and that may be wise. She's probably been trained to make that kind of non-response. Any operator on any shift might have reacted the same way. It is understandable to feel outrage when you hear that call, and to know that several people were shot after the people accused of the killings were rebuffed from being able to contact the police as bidden. But the real outrage is the sniper shootings. Still, it is hard not to hear in that call a few echoes of some of the frustrations that innocent citizens encounter in this modern wired world when they telephone banks, medical plans, government agencies, airlines, news agencies, and communications companies. Consumer helpline, why have you called us for help? We're open 24 hours, except for those 8 hours when our hard drive has crashed or we're updating our computer software to ensure 24-hour service for you. Have your account number, PIN number, telephone number, hat size, birth date, and the lyrics to the Gilligan's Island theme ready. While you're on hold, hear the string version of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head 3 times. Remember, a small cup is tall, a medium cup is grande. Are you enrolled in EPP, PPO, IRS, IRA, or PLO? When a customer satisfaction representative finally answers your call, he'll be happy to tell you to call someone else. Have a great day.